Well, the latest figures released by CLIA, the Cruise Lines International Association, show that Australia continues its love affair with ocean cruises, up 21%, and almost 1.3 million Australians taking a cruise in 2016. To get the full picture, Graham Kemlow spoke with CLIA Australasia Managing Director Joel Katz.
Well, Joel, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. Now, you've put out some figures this week, the Cruise Industry Association, and they basically say that Aussies are still in love with ocean cruising. Is that right?
Yes, correct. I mean, we've enjoyed a phenomenal 21% growth in 2016, which takes Australian passenger cruise numbers to 1.28 million. That's a growth of 222,000 on the previous year, so the biggest increase on record.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And I gather there's more than, well, almost 1.3 million Aussies travelling via this means.
Correct. In fact, if we look at the market penetration, Australia's achieved the equivalent of 5.3%, which makes us the highest per capita ratio in the world. That's the equivalent of one in 19 Australians taking a cruise each year.
Well, yeah, that's an awful lot. Now, that obviously includes Australians going offshore, doesn't it? It's not just those cruising coastal.
Correct. What we've shown in the numbers is that around 77% of the Australian cruise passengers chose local itineraries, so that would be Australia, New Zealand and the South Pacific, which we've seen grow by around 30% year on year. But the other interesting statistic is that of the 220,000 extra passengers, 80% of that growth comes from home-based ships.
Okay, so these are the ships that are now plying the Australian coast.
So these are the ships that spend either most of the year or part of the year actually based out of an Australian home port.
Okay, now these aren't Australian ships, are they? They're mostly foreign ships, is that right?
Yeah, the cruise industry is generally international, so the ships are a movable asset and move around the world. But we do have ships which are either permanently or part-year based in this part of the world.
And that's a development that's really only occurred in the last few years, isn't it?
Well, we've seen over the last 10 years, we've seen over 19% growth. Average growth over the last 10 years. So it has been a pretty incredible decade.
Now, the Aussies obviously love the South Pacific. That seems to be the message from these statistics.
Yes, the South Pacific is definitely the most popular destination. And as I said, short break cruises around the South Pacific accounted for around 42% of the ocean cruise passengers.
Right.
So that would be around just over 500,000 passengers cruise to the South Pacific.
And those cruises are typically what duration?
Short break cruises of 4 days or less grew by around 60% in 2016. Mm. But the majority, that's around almost 90% of Australians, took a cruise of 14 days or less.
Okay. So do you think the growth in the smaller length, smaller duration cruise, is that people sampling it to sort of see whether it's for them, or what's the explanation?
Yeah, one of the reasons for the rise in short break cruises and on home board ships is it does reflect the popularity of shorter cruises in Australia, and in many ways shorter cruises have become, you know, you could say the alternative for the traditional weekend break or the weekend road trip.
Okay, and typically where would they go to and from? They have to leave Australian territorial waters, don't they?
No, not necessarily. Some of the cruises are coastal cruises.
Right.
We have we've had quite a substantial growth in the number of regional ports. So destinations like Moreton Island, Gladstone, Mooloolaba, Burnie, Eden, Port Kembla, Fraser Island, they've all welcomed their first cruise ship visits over the past few years.
Okay, and places like Melbourne, are they fully on the map, or is Melbourne a bit hard to get to, given that you've got a sort of...
No, Melbourne has become very popular, and in fact is experiencing some of the similar capacity constraints that Sydney is. As is Queensland. Queensland has the most number of ports around the Australian coastline. 11 ports. So cruising up to Queensland is also very popular.
Okay.
And in fact, Queensland and Victoria were the second and third most popular destinations for Australian cruisers.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, I noticed the statistics from your organisation also showed that generally a little bit of a downturn in some of the cruises being offered offshore. Europe is mentioned. Any explanation for that?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. One is the I think some of the geopolitical events that have occurred up in Europe. So we've definitely seen a fall off in Europe. But by the same token, we've seen an increase in Alaska, and we've also seen an increase in world cruises.
Yeah, Alaska's a bit unique, isn't it? The adventure cruise,
exactly.
I suppose. Soft adventure cruise, I suppose you'd call it, wouldn't you?
Yes, and also a bucket list destination.
Yeah.
So people have Alaska as an aspirational destination.
Yeah. Now, I imagine similarly, Antarctica is pretty high on the list.
Yeah, similarly, Antarctica. I mean, the number of Australians that go to Antarctica is relatively small, so it doesn't stand out in the numbers. But Antarctica is definitely still a popular destination for Australians.
And do you think that the Aussies don't go there because it involves, first of all, flying to South America? I mean, if they could go out of Tasmania, do you think it'd be a bigger proposition?
Yes, and there have been ships in the past that operated Antarctica out of Australia and New Zealand, and those were very, very popular. But as you say, going to Antarctica from Australia does require a trip across to South America at the moment.
Yeah.
But for those people that want to do it, it's still a very popular and very successful destination.
The perception is that it's expensive, Joel. Would you agree?
Well, all smaller ship adventures type product is going to be a little bit more expensive, but at the end of the day, it's an incredible experience. The crew to passenger ratios are very high. The ships offer a lot of facilities, and the onshore experience is just incredible, and that justifies the slightly higher price.
So, what room is there for growth in the Australian market? It can't go on forever at this rate, can it?
Well,
or can it? Maybe it can.
Well, worldwide, the cruise industry is continuing to invest in new ships and offering, you know, an incredible range of guest experiences, both on board the new and the existing ships. So Australia is a very active player in the world market, and we believe there is room for continued growth. Our challenge is to ensure that we have the local infrastructure to actually meet that growth. So while we're obviously buoyed by moves in Queensland to create a new terminal, the upgrade of the wharf in Eden, the work that they're doing in Newcastle, Sydney is actually still at capacity,
yeah.
And that will be where we struggle to maintain the growth rate.
Now, there was a suggestion, I don't know if it was serious, here in Victoria, that they might build some sort of an island in the bay where the large ships could tie up, and I assume fast cats or something would come and pick up passengers to bring them into the city. Have you heard about that? Has it got legs?
You know, at the end of the day, as an industry, we support all initiatives to develop infrastructure. Some of those may come to fruition, some of them may not, but at least we need to have the process to be underway. We need to be having the discussions, and we need to be looking at ways to increase the capacity.
Right, and so you'd encourage governments, but the industry is not into putting its own infrastructure in, is it?
Well, internationally, the industry does have a track record of investing in infrastructure, but we need the government to be putting the proposal on the table, and the cruise lines have, you know, demonstrated in other parts of the world that where there is sound investment opportunities, they will put their money where their mouth is.
Oh, that's fascinating. You'll have to speak to our Premier here and give him a bit of a rev up. Joel, great to talk with you. Thanks very much for your time.
Not a problem, and thank you for the time.
That was Joel Katz of the Cruise Line Industry Association.